Remember, I was your hero.
It just never, ever gets old. I'm talking about The Daily Show. Never ages. It's like a vampire of shows, if you will. No, that's a terrible segue. As we get into the holidays, by the way. Speaking of which, I do have a gift. I love when gifts arrive early. I'm like, when it comes to the holidays nowadays, like the Amazon and the FedEx and mailing all the gifts and stuff like that, it's so fantastic, isn't it? It's just, it's like, and anytime you get something, even if you ordered it yourself, it just feels like magic. Now, this is something I have no idea what's in the box, but it's a huge box and I can't wait to open it. And I'm debating whether to open it now or open it on the holidays. I'm gonna give you a little insight. I'm probably gonna open it today, but it arrived yesterday. If you watch football, it arrived during the Saints versus the Lions game. I'm not gonna tell you which team I was rooting for because neither one of those are my teams. But it's okay. That doesn't mean I didn't enjoy the game. There was a lot of twists, a lot of turns. It's like watching a thriller movie. It's a twist. Anyway, hopefully everybody's been having a fantastic week/weekend. I know I was missing. There was all of two people looking for me, wondering where I was at. And one of those people were being dragged along by the other person. I don't want to go. You're gonna help me look for Clutch. He's missing. I was nowhere to be found last week. That's okay. I was just having a really busy week. And I know some people out there can resonate with that. Like just being busy and having things to do. Unavoidable things, mind you. But it's going to be a busy holiday season for me in general. Because 2 weeks ago, food was given out to the less fortunate. We gave out some sandwiches, ham, turkey, a couple of beverages, soda and water and things like that. And just to see people were doing okay. And it makes me wonder, like, does anyone else ever wonder, like, what do people do who are less fortunate that don't have any shelter when it starts storming? Because it stormed over the weekend. And it was like an all day thing. Like Saturday, it just stormed from morning till night. And then on top of that, like cold fronts and things like that. So, I mean, do what you can. Like, I know some people are like, well, I don't want to give. Don't have to give money. Just like a meal. If you ordered like two burgers, I mean, and like a fry, you have a burger and a fry. Like, give out what you can. You know, if you have a dollar to your name, give 25 cents, give 50 cents. I mean, I'm sure they're going to be appreciative of anything that can be spared at that point, you know? It's kind of like, imagine like a Christmas gift. Like, if you get a Christmas gift, you're not going to be like, oh, I don't want this. This is not something I wanted. You know, you'd be appreciative of anything you can get. And I don't know, maybe that's what's in the box, but my sister got me a t-shirt. It was like a long t-shirt. I don't know if it was like a sweater or a t-shirt, but either way, it was enjoyable. I loved it. It was like a red velvet kind of color, and I didn't wear it all the time, but when I did wear it, I loved it. Like, I had a hood. I even got like a little, not a hoodie, but like it was like one of those undershirts that had like a hood on it. Some people are like, that's called a hoodie. No, it's not. But I wore that, and I loved it. And sadly enough, it got bleach on it, and then it got ruined. Yeah, I know, right? Like, and I don't mean like, oh, well, it's just like a dot of bleach. Even for me, that'd still be kind of like, oh, well, you know, time to get a new one. But still, it got like a lot of bleach on it to the point where it was ruined. I was like, should I just keep it? And like, I kept it and like kept looking at it. I was like, what should I do with it? Ultimately, I just told my sister, I was just like, hey, so for the holidays, if you want to get me something, like one of those, whenever I get something, like, it's not just a shirt. It's not just a pair of flip-flops. It's not just a pair of headphones. Like, it's something that means something to me, you know? Especially because for me, when I go shopping for the holidays, and I don't know if anybody else can identify with this, but when I go shopping for the holidays, I look out throughout the year and I'm like, you know what, this person, like somebody messaged me the other day, like, what do you think about this or this one? And I was like, oh, I like the purple one, but what about the multicolor one? They're like, oh, I don't like that one that much. And I was like, well, before you buy those, let me send you a picture and let me know what you think. So I went to the store where I saw these because it instantly made me think of them. Like, and I was like, well, what do you think of these? And like, when I love, like, when I get to give somebody something and it, like, it's like, oh, well, this person, it reminds me of this person, you know? Like, I love that feeling of just giving somebody a gift and knowing that it's like, not just, oh, well, you know, well, here you go. Here's a scented candles, unless they love scented candles. But, you know, like when it feel like when it feels genuine, there you go. When it feels genuine, it makes you feel that much better because it's like, well, I was thinking of you and this is what I got. I love doing surprises for people, even when it's not like a holiday or a birthday or whatever the case may be. Just doing something for somebody. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who feels that way. I feel like a lot of people should feel that way. Now, there are some people in the world that don't, you know, but those are well, you know what? I'll talk about that during the question of the day. Let's talk about, because there's some people who will smile in your face and then when you turn around, you got a knife in your back. Well, I wouldn't say when you turn around, because if you turn around and you have a knife in your back, then you have some kind of special talent that you can see behind your back. I think those are called owls. You might be an owl. You might want to look into that. I have some people question, Mom, where did I come from? That was, you know what, he used to do a taste test for Tizzy Pops. Is that him in the commercial? Does anyone remember those commercials? By the way, that commercial to this day, I feel like it's confusing to people. Do not look that commercial. Like, I love, never mind. I'm not gonna even go there. I'm not gonna indulge you folks in what jokes are to come after that. But no, we're going to talk about a little bit about backstabbing and betrayal. I know it's the holiday season, but also it's the season to realize who your friends are, who your loved ones are. Why? Because you're going to be giving out gifts and sharing those moments and these special moments with loved ones. And if you feel like they are backstabbing or betraying you, maybe it's the time to approach them so that way you can get it under the bridge and move forward. Just like I'm going to move forward with this show. Coming up, man, I don't even know what movie to start with here. There's entertainment coming up. Dark Harvest. Oh, Scavenger's Reign. I started a new TV series. I know I said I would never do it, but I did. And here we are. So I can't wait to talk about that. And the movie, The Monsters. And, well, not The Monsters, The Monster. And then The Monster Project. So there's a few things there, things that you don't want to miss. Also, the facts, maybe, perhaps, we'll see. With the show, you never know. You know the many ways to find us. Amazon, which, once again, that's where my gift came from. So I can't wait to open that. Maybe I should open it on air and see what's inside. We'll see. You can listen on Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music. You can also listen on the Jukebox Radio, MySpin Radio. Don't forget about the other fantastic shows, the Jazz Lounge, and on so many other fantastic things on the Jukebox Radio. So the only thing that you really have to do is stick tuned. If you're listening on the Wisdom app, which I forgot to start, but I am going to. All you have to do is keep tuned, keep it locked right here. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you right after the break. Keep it locked.
I want the world to see you be with me. Hey, soul sister, ain't that Mr. Mister on the radio?
Welcome. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Daily Shift. If you are listening right now, that means you are listening to the question of the day. And of course, question of the day, it's not really a question, it's just me going into a little spiel of like just things that are kind of, I feel like, in my opinion, are the truth. Now people are going to have different opinions of this. I'm saying opinion way too much, but that's okay. Like let's talk about people who still act like they're in high school and gossip. And now I'm not saying that there is anything wrong with gossip. Gossip creates conversations and things like that, and maybe everybody can put their minds together and feel like, oh well, this is how we can address this person. But keep in mind, when you talk behind people's back, like, let's face it, there's no enemies can't backstab somebody, because they always have their enemies in front of them. Only friends can backstab. So if you're gonna, like, you know, like, what I'm trying to say is find a way to talk to people. Now, not everybody can be talked to, let's face it. Not everybody is like, okay, well, they're willing to listen or whatever. Because people who will see how, like when you start to do that, when you start to go behind people's back and things like that, they'll see how you treat other people and they won't trust you because they see how you treat people. People will trust those they despise over you because at least they're upfront, you know? If they're upfront with, like, even if, like, in, like, people, oh, I don't like that person because they said such and such and such. Well, they said it to your face, you know? They're just being honest with you, you know? I mean, you can take it with a grain of salt. You don't have to listen at all, but at least they had the decency to say it to your face. That's something that can't be taken away from them. Now, betrayal can only come from a circle of trust, and that's why it's betrayal. There's a movie quote, and it's not in the entertainment segment today, but this Casino movie, the movie quote is from the movie Casino. The sad thing about betrayal, it never comes from an enemy, which is true. It doesn't. It comes from your circle of trust. And that's the worst part, I think. I mean, I think if you're trying to be an adult, and especially if you are an adult, you should be able to talk to the other person about your grievances or your problems with them, not find the slimiest way to hurt them. And there's other words, slimiest, the grimiest, whatever word you want to use for it, but you know what I mean. Like, this isn't Gossip Girl or your favorite teeny bopper drama. This is life. So I think that you should act like a person and treat each other with respect, even if you think they don't deserve it. Maybe you giving them respect will make that person be like, you know what? That person had the decency to like come up to me and talk to me like a human individual. They didn't yell, they didn't shout, whatever the case may be. So you don't know what that person has been through, you know? Maybe they've been betrayed their whole life. Maybe they've been in relationships that somebody's cheated on them or whatever. Like I said, maybe you could be the one to open them up to whatever change if they need it. If people keep slithering behind their back instead of talking to them through it, like, you know, how can you expect them to change rather than have some kind of resentment? That's what I'm saying. Like, there's many ways to go about a lot of these situations. And I feel like when it comes to going behind somebody's back. I mean, you can go like I don't think like it's going behind somebody's back, like asking like, oh, well, what's your opinion of this person or this or that, or, you know, but when like something like, okay, let's say person A goes behind person B and I see you over here in the wisdom app. Give me one moment because I am in the middle of a segment, but give me one moment and I'm going to get to you. Okay. Darlene Anderson. I do appreciate you stopping by. You're definitely going to be invited up. So that way you can give a piece. You're just not connected to the soundboard just yet. So they won't be able to hear you. But that does not mean I don't recognize you, and doesn't mean I don't recognize you for stopping in. But I do think that when people go behind your back and try to say something, it's more hurtful because it's like, well, why didn't they just tell me this to my face? Would you rather know something that's going on and like try to fix that about yourself, or just be in the dark about it and then everybody just bombard you with all like resentment? You know, there's different ways to go about it. And I feel like that's important. I feel like communication is important in relationships. Like when you're in a relationship with a significant other, they say, well, communication is important. Communication is important regardless if you're in a relationship or not. And I feel like that is key to any relationship, friendship, significant other, or otherwise. Being able to communicate. With that, I am going to take a break. I'm going to talk to this person on the Wisdom app, and that's another reason why you should listen, because there's so many ways to listen. The Wisdom app is one of them that you can listen live, ask me questions there. Podcaster is another one where you can send me questions and I'll be able to respond to you there personally or on the show. You can listen on the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio. And don't forget about Amazon Podcasts. There's so many ways to listen, so there's never an excuse. What we have coming up next is possibly the facts. Who knows with this show? All you need to know is to keep it locked right here. This is The Daily Shift. We'll be right back. The moon is up. The night is easy. Let's get lost. This is The Daily Shift, back from the break, and we had our entrance, and we have the entertainment coming up, and I plan on talking about that, but first I want to talk about 10 amazing positivity facts to improve your outlook. Why? Because it's the holiday season. If you don't celebrate the holidays, then well, it's just 10 ways to increase your outlook. And if you want to follow along, you can. It's going to be healthyplace.com, healthyplace.com. And once again, it's 10 amazing positivity facts to improve your outlook. And there's articles here. There is indeed hyperlinks that you can click on. The first one. I want to just dive into it. Oh, I didn't even do the, you know what? We're not going to do it today. There's usually applause. There's usually fireworks going off in the background, but we're not going to do that today. We're just going to dive right into it like a pool of Jell-O. No, that sounds disgusting. I know there's somebody out there who's like, a pool of Jell-O, that sounds delicious. No. It sounds like it's going to be sticky, and who knows how you're getting out of there because you can't swim to the top. Anyway, before we get into that, one, positive thoughts can change the structure of your brain. In his much acclaimed book, The Brain That Changes Itself, Stories of Personal Triumph from the Frontiers of the Brain Science, Norman, and forgive me if I say any of this incorrectly, Norman Doidge, MD, concludes that our brains are not visually mapped out as scientists once thought. Instead, your mind has incredible capacity to form new neural pathways just by thinking differently. And I'm not going to read all of this because I want you to be able to go and read some of this and click the links that are there so that way you can start to draw your own conclusions and things like that. But I can tell you this, I'm probably going to click on these later. Number two, positivity improves your skill set. Perhaps one of the most surprising positivity facts is that your power of positivity thinking can make you better at your job. Scientists are now beginning to realize that optimism helps us build on our skill sets and utilize our inner resource. And like I said, there's more after every time I stop, there's more to read. And I feel like it's not just more to read. I feel like it's more that we need to read, because like, who doesn't want to feel more positive in their life? You know, who doesn't want to be more optimistic, have a more optimistic view? Like everybody, like anybody can be negative. Well, you know, when you wear flip-flops, it increases your chance to get bitten by an ant. Yeah, but there's a nice breeze on my toes. Like, you know, like anybody can be negative. But it takes a lot to be positive. Number three, positivity helps you learn. In the same way that positivity can make you more skilled, it can also make you more receptive to new information. This, Fredrickson theorizes, it's because thinking positive becomes, This, Fredrickson theorizes, is because thinking positive thoughts broadens your sense of possible and makes you more adaptive to learning. And who doesn't want to learn? Like somebody mentioned earlier, knowledge is power. Number four, writing about positivity leads to better health. A recent study examined a group of 90 students and split them into two groups. One group wrote about intensely positive experiences for three consecutive days, while others wrote about a control topic. Scientists assessed the students after 3 months and found that those who wrote about positivity experienced less sickness than those who didn't. See, all of this is just like, I mean, having a positive outlook. And like I said, like one of the things that this has nothing to do with any of the studies here. This is just my personal opinion. But when people are more positive about things, it just, I feel like it helps other people just push through, you know, like, well, never mind. That's something that's going into like the medical field. And I'm not going to do that right now. But what I am going to do, I am going to read number five. Number five is positivity helps you live longer. Well, there we go. I'm glad that was number five. I promise I did not read these before. Like, I literally just pulled up this page. So the fact that I almost went into the medical field, and now that I'm reading that it helps you live longer, that's just good timing. Positivity helps you live longer. Yes, that's right. This surprisingly positivity fact is backed by science. According to a study conducted by the University of Kentucky, positive emotions can actually help us live longer. The participants of this particular study were aging Catholic nuns, some of whom were positive and upbeat, and others less so. The science found that the nuns who express more positive sentiments live longer lives than those who express negativity. I'm just reading, folks. I'm not like you can go and you can click on the link that I told you. Once again, it's healthyplace.com, HEALTHYPLACE. Where do we start? You know what? We'll stop at number 6 because there are 10. So that means that there are 4 more for you to read on your own. I'm going to give you something to do today. This is your homework, and I expect it on my desk by the morning. Number 6. Positivity leads to better cardiovascular health. Huh. As if the benefits of positivity weren't convincing enough, the Mayo Clinic. Okay, well, hold on. Let me stop there. Any place that's called the Mayo Clinic, Mayo. I personally don't like mayo, but a lot of people say it's delicious. You can never convince me of that. I'm sorry. That's never going to happen. But it's called the Mayo Clinic. And in order to heal you, they inject you with mayo. And when you're running low on blood, they inject you with ketchup. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. But the Mayo Clinic reports that a positive attitude can lead to better heart health. And hold on. All right, I'm stopping again just because there's a place called the Mayo Clinic and it reports that positive attitudes, Mayo Clinic to better heart health. Really? Mayo Clinic reporting. All right, I'll just finish this and I'll shut up. The Mayo Clinic reports that a positive attitude can lead to better heart health and reduce your risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. It is unclear exactly how positive thinking causes these benefits, but one theory is that having a positive outlook means you're better able to deal with stress, which in turn lowers cholesterol. Lowers cortisol levels in the blood. Some people are like, so I don't have to eat Honey Nut Cheerios anymore? No, you still have to eat those. I'm kidding. Give me money, Honey Nut Cheerios. I'm personally a fan of the blueberry Cheerios, personally myself. But Cheerios nonetheless. What I am going to do, I'm going to take a break on this end and continue the wisdom talk on this end. So, while I take a break, you fans, if you're listening on the Jukebox Radio, MySpin Radio, or Outside the Box Radio, you're going to be able to listen to many songs or call in and request those songs. So, there's that. Or, if you're listening on the podcast, you can listen on Podcaster, CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Amazon, which also I have my package from. I might open that during the entertainment segment, which is coming up next, which you also don't want to miss. There's a couple of movies that I'm going to talk about there. And, I feel like I'm forgetting some things. But if I am, you know this show never, ever, ever goes according to plan. The only thing that I can say is I hope you all stick tuned. The entertainment is coming up next. Don't move a muscle and keep it locked. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you after the break. Every little past frustration, take out of your so-called problems. Better put them in quotations. Say what you need to say. 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 Baby, this love, I'll never let. Thank you for sticking tuned right here on The Daily Shift, because I have the entertainment for you. I'm I know I missed that cue earlier, but that's okay. Why? Because we're going to be talking about a few things. For one, I want to talk about the good stuff first. Scavenger's Reign. It's a TV series. Well, not TV series, but you can watch it. And it's really good. It's so interesting. It's beautifully written. It kind of reminded me of Genndy's Primal. And I talked about that probably at this point, maybe a year ago. But it reminded me of Primal. And it was just, it was written so well. And it was so interesting. I'm going to give that show. And I know I said I wouldn't watch any new shows, but this was an accident because YouTube brought it to my attention. And then I looked it up and I found it and bought it. And I was like, you know what? I'm here now, so I might as well. So I'm giving Scavenger's Reign, and not rain as in R-A-I-N, R-E-I-G-N, that kind of rain. Scavenger's R-E-I-G-N. Scavenger's Reign. Be mindful of all the things that I talk about. Be mindful of the ratings. Scavenger's Reign, I'm going to give that a 9 out of 10. Really good, really interesting. Every episode different. All the stories connected. Dark Harvest. The movie Dark Harvest, I'm going to give that a 6.5. Dark Harvest, well, no, not that high. Okay, I'm going to give it a 6. I'm going to give Dark Harvest a 6. It was interesting, but not interesting to the point of where I wanted to just, you know, divulge myself in it. I was looking away. I was on my phone some of the times because it was just... But that doesn't mean it's not for you. Keep in mind that just because I don't like it doesn't mean that you won't love it. The Monster, the movie The Monster, I'm going to give that movie... I'm going to give that movie a 4.5. Just because, like, some of the stuff didn't make any sense. I was like, well, why didn't they just do this? And, like, then I was like, well, why did this person be able to figure it out and not this person? Because shouldn't this person have... Anyway, you'll see. If you watch the movie, you'll see what I'm talking about. I don't want to spoil anything. But The Monster, I'm giving a 4.5. Interesting, though. Very interesting. The Monster Project. The Monster Project, I'm giving that movie a 3. I kind of want to, you know what? I'm giving it a 2.5. Why? Because it just didn't deliver when it came to camera work. It had such promise. It had a very interesting concept, but it just didn't deliver. It failed on so many levels. And if you see the movie, maybe you'll agree with me. Maybe you'll be like, oh, it was a fantastic movie. But I'm giving Monster Protocol a 2.5 because it had so much promise and it was such a letdown. Speaking of so much promise, I know we all feel the same way about The Last Airbender movie that originally came out. But there's another one coming out and I can't wait for that because I want to see what they're going to do with that, if they're going to redeem it or what. Also, don't forget about Kong, Godzilla vs. Kong. The new movie is coming out. The new trailer just came out a couple of hours ago, so it's a chance for you to check that out and be a part of what is to happen. With that being said, I'm excited for it, but at the same time, I'm like, you know, if you see the trailer, you see what I'm talking about. It looks a little bit different from what they were making before. But we'll see what happens. I mean, the first one was good, was great, actually. So let's see what they do with this one. Speaking of doing with this one, this is the Daily Shift for Monday. I hope everyone has a fantastic week heading into the holidays. I will see you all next time. If you're listening on the Wisdom app, I appreciate you for stopping by. If you're listening on Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Amazon Podcasts, or if you're listening live on the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, MySpin Radio, however you're listening, I appreciate you, and I hope you continue to listen. I hope you continue to enjoy the show, and I hope you continue to enjoy the week. So if it's Monday for you and you're heading to bed, then good night. But if it's Tuesday and you're just getting your day started, then good morning. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you next time.
Where are the universes open? Love isn't random, we are chosen. And we could wear the same crown. Keep slowing your heart down.